visiting teaching message, uphold, nourish, and protect the family. Teach the scriptures and quotations that will bless the sisters you visit. Bear testimony of the doctrine. Invite those you visit to share what they have felt and learned. Why must I defend the doctrine of the family? The First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The family is ordained of God. Marriage between man and woman is essential to His eternal plan. Children are entitled to birth within the bonds of matrimony and to be reared by a father and a mother who honor marital vows with complete fidelity. The Family, A Proclamation to the World, Liahona, October 2004, page 49, Ensign, November 1995, page 102. Julie B. Beck, Relief Society General President. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, every woman in this church is given the responsibility for upholding, nurturing, and protecting families. Women have distinct assignments given to them from before the foundation of the world, and as a covenant-keeping Latter-day Saint woman, you know that raising your voice in defense of the doctrine of the family is critical to the strength of families the world over. What Latter-day Saint women do best, stand strong and immovable. Liahona and Ensign, November 2007, page 110. How can I defend the family? Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 119. Establish a house, even a house of prayer, a house of fasting, a house of faith, a house of learning, a house of glory, a house of order, a house of God. President Spencer W. Kimball. Home is a haven against the storms and struggles of life. Spirituality is born and nurtured by daily prayer, scripture study, home gospel discussions and related activities, home evenings, family councils, working and playing together, serving each other, and sharing the gospel with those around us. Spirituality is also nurtured in our actions of patience, kindness, and forgiveness toward each other, and in our applying gospel principles in the family circle. Therefore, I was taught, Tambuli, August 1982, page 2. Ensign, January 1982, page 3. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. I call upon members of the church and on committed parents, grandparents, and extended family members everywhere to hold fast to the family proclamation, to make it a banner not unlike General Moroni's title of liberty, and to commit ourselves to live by its precepts. In today's world, where Satan's aggression against the family is so prevalent, parents must do all they can to fortify and defend their families. But their efforts may not be enough. Our most basic institution of family desperately needs help and support from the extended family and the public institutions that surround us. What matters most is what lasts longest. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, pages 42 through 43. Elder Robert S. Wood of the 70. For too many, responsibility seems to end with hand-wringing and exclamations of dismay. Yet talk without action accomplishes little. We need to be vigorously engaged in the world. If our schools are inadequate or destructive of moral values, we must work with fellow members of the community to bring about change. If our neighborhoods are unsafe or unhealthy, we must join with the civic-minded to devise solutions. If our cities and towns are polluted, not only with noxious gases, but soul-destroying addictions and smut, we must labor to find legitimate ways to eliminate such filth. We have the responsibility to be a blessing to others, to our nation, to the world. On the Responsible Self, Ensign, March 2002, pages 30 through 31. End of the article, visiting teaching message.